again.
The security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system absolutely free. Only if you call 1-800-500-1966. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll give you a $100 Visa gift card absolutely free from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Call 1-800-500-1966. 1-800-500-1966.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Hear the nation's most entertaining weekend radio show with some hardware talk thrown in. It's tools, tips, tricks, and a whole lot more on the Two Fat Guys Hardware Show this Saturday afternoon from 3 till 4 on the Big 550 KTRS. Presented by the New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Find the unmatched Jonathan Green lawn care products at your local independent hardware store and garden center. Find the store nearest you at jonathangreen.com. And hear the Two Fat Guys Hardware Show right here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Turn that volume up. We got a lot to share. We do. That's right. Your underwear. Drive around in your underwear. That's a good look. Ladies only.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
I hate that oily discharge.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 2nd, or as Dan has written on the sheet in front of me, June 2nd.
I know.
Dan Strauss, everybody. Yeah.
You knew you did it?
I just realized.
July 2nd edition of Pinion. See, I have one sheet of paper, and it has the date, and it has every commercial that I have to get in today. And right at the top, it's got 6-2, June 2nd.
I really like that date.
Dan Strauss. Brought to you by Mark and Jason. As in Mark Reed and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. We'll talk about them and what they do. But first, let's see who else is in the room besides me. You can see them on the station's Facebook page. Oh, wait. No, you can't. They were eliminated. They weren't even eliminated. They were never put on there. We're not going to stand for it.
No. Tribe is
vital part of the show. How can a show exist without a control board operator? The answer is it couldn't, and ours is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, then we would like to offer you a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss also ignored and not even included in the Facebook pictures, in the house with his trouser mouse. And I know he wanted a picture of him with his trouser mouse out.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do that. But well, come on, to not put any picture. That's ridiculous. Dan, how's it going?
I'm hurt. That's how I am. Disappointed. Hi, everybody.
You know who else is not on there? Hebe Jimenez. Picture's not on there. But that's by design. He's undercover security.
Right.
He doesn't want his picture on there. Bernice is in heaven. And I'll tell you who's the maddest of all. Rat Boy, because he said when he heard the photographer was here, he showed up that day dressed real nicely, and they actually took a picture of him, and you were taking a big bite of what?
Cheese.
Taking a big bite of cheese. Oh. Well, that's what we'd want for Rat Boy, and it's not on the Facebook page, so he's mad. Well, guess who else is not on there? Not one picture of these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
That's all right, you guys. Don't worry about it. All that matters is we like you. The station won't even pay the orchestra. I have to pay them myself.
And you can always go see all of our pictures on our own Facebook page.
Yes, that's why we have facebook.com/AM in the PM so that you can get the whole picture.
And as soon as we get a picture of Tim Weiland, we'll put him up there as well.
Yes, we will. We will include him. And we need a picture of Bill Cleveland. Do we have him on our page? We need to get him in there.
A picture of Bill?
Get that special lens that allows for that nose projection forward like that, so not out of focus. Bill will be joining us momentarily. Is he in Des Moines? Is that where he still is?
I believe he's in Kansas City.
Well, he's all over the place. We'll find out here in about 1 minute where he is. First, a word from one of our sponsors, Mark and Jason, two real people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Had a brief meeting yesterday with Mark Reardon, and it's always pleasant. They're very pleasant people. They're not pushy people. They're not going to strong arm you into learning more about the potential for your money and the possibilities for investment. You're going to have to set up a meeting, and you're going to have to make that call. It starts with their website, which I'll give you in a moment. Smart people have some sort of plan early on. And I would say early on could be 40. You think, well, that seems late. No, I think there are a lot of people who they don't really have any cash that they can feel like they can let go of and invest until they're 40 or so.
Here.
It's not too late. 50's not too late. Look how long people are living. Sooner the better. You know, if you're smart enough to discipline yourself to set aside automatically, just right off the top, just set aside about 10% of whatever your take-home pay is and hang on to it and invest it. That's great if you have that kind of discipline. It was late 20s when we did our first $40 a month. I remember the guy's advice was just to pretend you never had it. Pretend that that's $40 a month you never got in pay. Didn't exist. And then way, way, way down the road, you'll realize, woo, it did exist, and there it is, all stacked up over all these years, that and whatever else we were able to add to it. And Mark and Jason will take a look at what you're currently doing with your money. That amount of money needs to be $25,000 or more, which is a very reasonable amount of investment money to work with people of this caliber. 27 years with Stiefel Nicholas. They get a lot of people who are very glad they made that call for that first meeting with Mark and Jason. I think you will join that group. If you have a financial advisor, so what? Did your financial advisor make you sign a document saying, I'll never talk to anybody else about my money? If they did, wow, you're crazy for doing that. I don't think you did. You have every right to get another opinion. We'd like for you to get theirs. You don't like it? Don't have a second meeting. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, markandjason.com. On the phone. Musical introduction. I almost forgot. Gotta do it right. From downtown St. Louis. No, from Kansas City or somewhere. It's Bill Cleveland and the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring, of course, Bill Cleveland. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. You can download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app. It's a free app. It's a good way to get a clean cab. And now from somewhere, we think Kansas City, here is Bill Clavlund.
Hey, everybody.
So are you in Kansas City?
You are correct. Kansas City, Missouri.
We have very good friends in Overland Park, which is okay. Kansas, technically, but right outside of Kansas City, a terrific area. Why don't you go by their home and just spend the night there and tell them I said it was okay? Just cross.
Well, I think I'll do that. As soon as we hang up the phone, I'm heading over right over. No, it's actually kind of weird. You'll know this, I'm sure, that you know, you can be standing on one side of the street and you're in Kansas City, Missouri, and then you just, you know, walk a few feet over and you're in Kansas City, Kansas.
It's weird, and there is a Kansas City, Kansas, and there's a Kansas City, Missouri, and a lot of people, they say, well, we live in Kansas City, when in fact, they don't live in Missouri, they live in the state of Kansas, and they're in Olathe or Overland Park.
I actually just came back from the Kansas Speedway like half an hour ago in Kansas, right over the, I guess it's the Missouri River, right? And so this is kind of cool. Now, I'm a big fan of GoPro cameras. Do you have a GoPro? Do you know what these are?
I have a dash cam, but I don't have a GoPro.
Okay, so the GoPro cameras, for people who may not know, they're really tiny. I don't know exactly, like, what, an inch high, maybe? I mean, they're by a couple inches wide. I mean, they're really small, but they're known for being very sturdy, and a lot of people, my brother actually introduced me to them because he rides dirt bikes and stuff.
Oh, they have waterproof versions? I mean, you can take them in.
You can clamp them on the bikes, and you get, all right, so I take this thing with me when I travel. You never know when you're going to need it. So today, turns out, I can use it. So I have a suction cup thing for this camera. So I got to hang out with the president of the Kansas Speedway today. His name was Pat Warren. Yeah, It was so cool. So, and this was kind of an unexpected thing I didn't know they had planned for me. So we get in the pace car. We weren't in a – I actually got to go into one of the NASCAR cars, put the helmet on, the whole nine yards, and kind of experience what that's like getting into one of those.
Now, is that helmet open? Is there, like, a face front?
Come on now. Come on. I know where this
is. He knows the nose joke is coming.
Golly. But, yeah, it made it difficult. So I got to do that. But so they take me out in the pace car, and we went around the track.
Right.
There was nobody else out there. So we went about 100-something miles an hour in this pace car. And so I have my GoPro camera on the front. The GoPro, they say, can handle up to 150 miles an hour with this suction cup. So I got it right there on the front. I'm getting great footage. We went about 105, and the damn thing flies off the car. Onto the motor speedway.
That's some good footage, though.
Onto the pavement?
Onto the pavement. Now, I will tell you, the good thing is there were like two tiny scratches to the thing. The plastic did break off, but I put it right back together. Everything is fine. Those are the most indestructible cameras.
Wow, great
ever.
Testimonial from GoPro.
Yeah, you got to include that.
And one other quick thing you might appreciate it. I know you, like me, are a fan of lights, right?
I love lights. Oh, my goodness, I love anything that lights up.
All right, so around the speedway, they have lights for, you know, the yellow flag, red flag, whatever, instead of flags, you see lights all the way around the street. So they took me upstairs, and I got to, like sit there and press the buttons and change the lights around the whole motor speedway, which to me was kind of fun. Maybe it's just...
What kind of car did you drive?
It was just, honest to God, it was like a, you know, I don't know, like a Camry or something. It was a pace car, and this guy just put it pedal to the metal, and we went all the way, and you know how they have the inclines on these NASCAR...
Banking,
Yes. And it was. And have you ever tried to walk up one of those things?
No.
You cannot stand. I mean, just it's the angle. You can't stand without, you know, falling over. But it was really, really cool. Now, do you want to hear my jokes or do you want to end on that?
No, go ahead. You got all the time in the world. We have nothing playing.
You got nothing. Well, you know, that's right. I forgot what show it's going into.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Madonna's daughter, her name is Lourdes Leon.
Right.
Yeah. She's enrolled at the University of Michigan. They say Lourdes can expect to be exposed to lots of cheap, easy, casual sex. You know, and then she'll be able to leave her mom's house and go to college. This is bizarre. In Virginia, there's a funeral home I read about today that has a drive-through.
What?
Drive-through at the funeral home. You drive up to the window, you view the body, and then, you know, the next window, pick up your fries. It's just...
Wow. I like that.
Should have stopped with the motor speedway story.
No.
And finally...
You can still save this.
I don't know. Researchers at the University of Minnesota say movie theater popcorn may cause memory loss.
What?
But, yeah, which explains why Hollywood keeps making the same movies over and over.
That would explain it.
Yeah. So, Clavlund segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And thank you very much for being very accommodating these last few days. This is the last stop on my trip.
No, say it isn't so.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. That's from downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Thank you.
What is, he's talking about movie theater popcorn. What is that butter? It's not butter, is it?
No.
What is that? It looks like motor oil.
It's a kind of oil.
Flavoring.
Yeah, I used to work at a...
I like it. I do too.
A place in the mall that sold popcorn, and yeah, you would not want to see, you know, the nutritional fact labels.
It's really good for you.
That list, you would not want to see the label on that
stuff. I usually don't get it, but if they say, sometimes they say you want butter, I'll go, yeah, you know, just a little bit. And then I watch them pump it out of the thing. And it's like you're Jiffy
Lube
or something.
Yeah,
do you have them take half of it out and then dump it in
the
middle?
Well, they automatically usually do that. They'll fill the bag half full. They'll put a little of that butter or whatever that, not butter, whatever. And then they'll fill it and put it on top.
Yeah.
But it's so greasy. I mean, you need 50 napkins if you're going to sit there and eat that stuff. But it's...
You ever put that flavoring salt
on
there,
too? I don't want any of that cheese flavor. I just like that regular yellow...
Cheese.
That yellow... That's right, Red Boy. That yellow salt. That's
My
what I
My daughter
like.
Turned me onto some of that, and I tried the nacho stuff. Oh, man, it is so good. I like that.
What is that? What is that that you can't make it through a 2-hour movie without sitting there eating a bun? What is that about? It really is kind of tough to do if you watch a movie and don't have anything, not a drink, not a M&M's, no popcorn. It's you feel like you're not dressed or something.
I'll take the number one. Okay, that'll be $24.95, and for a quarter you can upgrade.
I love that. I love that quarter deal. You know, for another quarter. You can get the refillable 9-gallon Dr. Pepper. Well, I can't even drink what I have. I'm not. And how many times have you ever done that and actually refilled it?
Oh,
very few.
Well, I have because I used to take the buckets back with me.
Well, that's right. You're a counterfeiter and a cheat. We forgot. you take advantage of the system. We mentioned earlier, and I think what we need to do here to expedite getting the people who should be included on the station Facebook page, their pictures, getting them included is going to require help from you folks. We want you to bombard the comment section on the station Facebook page. Here's the deal. Facebook.com/550KTRS. You'll see pictures of people. You'll see Marvin Kilrod. You'll see whoever the girls are that are part-time players on these shows in the morning. Yet there's no Peon. There's no Dan. There's no Farmer Dave. There's no Jim Hewer. There's no Josh Gilbert. These are hard-working people that have been here a long time, and they've been shunned by the station Facebook page. You need to bombard the comment section. Where are the other people? Where Peon? Where Peon and Dan? Where are other people I've heard on the air for years, but I don't see their pictures?
Farmer Dave.
Yeah, I said Farmer Dave.
Oh.
You're not listening. So load them up with comments. And what is McGraw's email? I say you bombard him, too.
I think it's McGraw.Milhaven.
@KTRS.com.
I think that's it.
Milhaven with one L, by the way. We'll make him regret the day he ever took this job. Program director. Before the show started, I don't know why this topic came up, but there's a woman who works here who mentioned, she said the word shorthand, taking shorthand. I've not heard anybody even say the word shorthand for years.
No.
It used to be... Did you ever see any secretary who knew how to take shorthand?
Yes.
It's its own language. Secretary, she comes in and sits in your lap to take dictation. Let's start there. With a short skirt on.
Take it well.
And low cut blouse. Yeah. And you say, "Dear Mr. Cummings, it is with great pleasure that I accept your offer." And you give this long paragraph, and you look down, and she's made 3 squiggly marks. Mm. And that translates into what you just said, and it was accurate. Does anybody take shorthand anymore?
I don't think so.
One day we're going to have this as a topic.
So they were symbols. I didn't even know that.
No, they were. And one symbol meant And we'll talk to you next week. It was really interesting, but I never could figure out how anybody could ever learn that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just looking at images of shorthand.
If you can't read
Google.
It. If you look at it, you can't have, you have any idea what it means.
It
you know what it's like? It's like signing. When somebody signs and they do something, and that means...
It looks like a kid just sat down and...
Started scribbling or
something. Now, Peon has it on the computer screen. He pulled up a site where it shows you examples of shorthand. It looks like a chicken walked in ink and walked across the paper. That's what it looks like.
I'm assuming now with everything being...
I don't know why you would need shorthand.
Typed on a computer or recorded into a recorder.
Digitally.
It would be unnecessary. Anymore.
I don't know why you'd have to have shorthand.
But look at this. Is the...
It was an amazing talent.
Shorthand alphabet...
This
but that doesn't look like it's
no.
That doesn't look like it's saving a whole lot of time as opposed to the regular letter.
It was a really interesting ability that, and you had to go to school. I mean, look, from looking at it, I think the learning shorthand had to take a couple of years at least. But I don't think there is any anymore, and I still don't know why courtrooms have stenographers. I've said this before. With all the recording capability we have, why do you need somebody sitting there with that thing? And that's it's kind of like shorthand. Two keystrokes mean a whole sentence. Why? You tell me, and they say, well, what if it didn't record? Well, then have a backup recording system. Have two digital recording. They're not going to fail. You don't need a stenographer. Sorry if you're a stenographer. I'm not trying to put you out of work or anything. And then here's another topic I want us to delve into one day. Maybe next week we'll do this. Dan's in a band. You know that. Johnny Comes Marching Home is the name of the band.
No, the Southside Johnny Band.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to not launch a crusade, but I'm going to step up here and say I've always thought that it was there's something wrong when it comes to how much bands get paid or piano players get paid to play at a private party. These are people who spend a lot of time learning music. They have a talent and ability. And for goodness sakes, a band, it's not uncommon for a band, let's say of four people, to go out and do a gig, and they're there for 4 hours, and they get $400 total for all of them. That just doesn't seem right to me. And a piano player, I was somewhere one time and somebody had hired a piano player. And he was tremendous. He had a tuxedo on and he's playing everything. He could play anything. And I asked the host, I said, well, what do you have to pay to get a piano player? $200. The guy was there for 4 hours and he's paid $200. We got to change this. I'm telling you, Dan, I know you like doing it, and I think
I'm with
people
you.
Do it because for the love of the music, but I think musicians are way underpaid.
I'm with you.
All right, I knew you would be, and I'll tell you, and maybe we'll do a whole show one day on who all is underpaid. I'll tell you who else is underpaid. Pilots, commercial pilots. If you knew what a commercial pilot made for years and years and years until they become senior captain or something at an airline, you'd be stunned. It's a lot of studying and a lot of, and it's not just learning to fly, but you got to keep up with, you know, the latest in technology and rules and regulations. And it's not just something, it's a walk in the park, yet they don't make what a truck driver makes.
Well, we know cops are underpaid.
Cops are underpaid. Yeah. We're going to do a show on who all is really underpaid. Teachers, nurses. Well, nurses make pretty, I think they make pretty good money. I think they do okay. Target is asking customers not to bring guns in their stores. And what they mean by this open carry business. Let me say something. As a gun guy, and I really like guns, and I'm a big Second Amendment guy. But I will tell you that I think you lunatics who like to go out in public with AK-47s just because it's legal, a lot of places, open carry it's called, meaning your gun is in plain sight. I think you people are nuts. What are you trying to prove, carrying an AR-15 into Target or something? It's one thing, you know, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's a good idea to do it. And I understand how people would be uncomfortable with, you know, Joe Schmuck walking through Target with an AK-47 or a shotgun or out in the open. It's stupid. I think you're doing more harm to those of us who are believers in gun rights than you are helping. So maybe knock that off. You've seen those news stories where they show guys out in the front walking their car and they're carrying rifles.
I think Chili's had a big deal about it. Somebody went into a restaurant or something was trying to.
Now, if Target ever wants to put a stop to concealed carry people going in, I'll either stop going to Target or I'll do what I do anyway. I still carry a gun, even in the places that say no guns allowed. I still have a gun because that's where, you know, what's going to hit the fan. That's where the bad guys want to go. So Target, I'm with you. We don't need people.
Well, you're just asking for a situation where somebody.
Well, if there's something happens, and then he's going to take you out first.
Well, or that, or somebody who is, you know, concealed carrying. Say, I saw him reach for. You know, I mean, any situation.
Yes, recipe for disaster. Everything about it is bad. All right, we have a joke that we haven't done for a while. It's one of our favorites. Something was mentioned earlier that reminded me of it. So, ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I don't think it's been a year quite, but I'm sleep deprived, so I'm doing it anyway, just because I like it. And it's the story of a waiter in a Chinese restaurant, and he's waiting on a guy, the guy's first time in the restaurant, and the guy asks the waiter, he said, so what's good here? The waiter says, oh, everything good. We are famous for fried lice. He says, I'm sorry, what? He says, fried lice, our specialty, famous for that. And the guy says, what is it again? He said, fried lice, I bring you some. So he brings him, of course the guy knows, he likes to hear him say it. So he finishes his meal, he leaves, he goes back to work, and he takes a buddy the next day, because you got to go to this restaurant, you got to hear this guy. It's hysterical. Come, so he brings his buddy in, and the waiter said, oh, welcome back. Good to see you again. He said, yeah, I brought a friend with me. I wanted you to tell him about your special, your specialty. He said, oh, you mean fried lice? He said, yeah, that's it. Yeah, fried lice. Yeah, we'll have some of that. A couple days later, he brings about six friends in to make fun of this guy. He goes, you bring more friends with you. He goes, yeah, I brought a bunch of people this time. I wanted them to taste and sample your specialty. What is that again, your specialty? He goes, fried lice, our specialty fried lice. And they all burst out laughing. Well, then he books an after-work meeting with 30 people. Gets a private room. And he requests this waiter. The waiter comes in, you bring lots of people this time. He goes, yeah, I did. I want them all to try that. Oh, what is it again? Your specialty? You mean fried lice. Ah, they all burst out laughing. So about 3 or 4 days later, the guy comes in again with a new girlfriend. He says, honey, you gotta hear this. This is great. So great. So he says, hey, Wong, not seen you for 3 or 4 days. Yeah, he says, I'm back. I got a new girlfriend, and I wanted her to try your house specialty. Why don't you tell her what that is? And the waiter says, sure. Our house specialty is fried rice. And the guy just is puzzled. And the waiter leans down to him and says, how you write that, you plick?
Meep, meep.
Oh, I just snorted. Here's here's Tim Wiley with traffic.
All right, a lot's happened since the last traffic. We've got a crash on westbound 70 past Jennings Station that's got the right lane blocked. You're jammed up from West Forest and eastbound drivers from 170 through Jennings Station as they take a look. Northbound 270, they've cleared that earlier accident, but you're slow from Big Bend up through Manchester. Southbound 270, some slow to stop and go areas between Page and Highway 44. Westbound 44, that right lane's going to stack up from Lindbergh down through Highway 270, and then it's slow from the Merrimack River Bridge, all lanes through Bowles. Eastbound 40, you're stacked up downtown Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, then the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, and eastbound 270, stop and go from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or a Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Thursday morning on McGraw Live, we get you ready for the long holiday weekend with local news, sports updates, and traffic from Tim Weiland. We'll check in with McGraw's board meeting after 9 a.m. with House Rep John Deal and attorneys Jane Duker and Scott Sherman. Plus, what will Kyle do this week? Be sure to watch us on KTRS.com and listen to McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Golf is hard. It's just a really hard game. It's the toughest one I've ever played, but there's help for you, no matter what level of golfer you may be. It's Golf Tech and their three area locations in De Pere, Chesterfield Valley, and Clayton. They will teach and instruct you to become a better player. With over 1,000 lessons given already this year, now is the time you need to see the pros like Craig Bowman at Golf Tech. It's not a quick fix, because those don't exist. And don't bother them if you're not committed to becoming a better golfer. Utilizing their state-of-the-art video and swing analyzer, your instructor will customize a plan for you and your goals as a player. Golf Tech knows how to communicate instruction in a way that lets a student understand what they're working on. It's time. Become a better player. Enjoy the game of golf more and lower your scores with Golf Tech. To learn more about their three locations in De Pere, Chesterfield, and Clayton, call 314-721-4653. That's 341-721-GOLF or online at golftech.com. Visit the official instructors of Fairways and Greens and play better golf with Golf Tech.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You get about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $26.95. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Or GelmishandSons.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour, or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield, across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comment?
comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
The Retirement Symphony is the show that makes sure your retirement plan hits the perfect pitch. We'll show you the necessary tools and strategies to fine-tune your portfolio to set you up for a flawless financial performance in retirement. We'll do it all and more while having fun talking about something we all love, music. So tune in to the Retirement Symphony every Sunday afternoon at 3 with your local retirement conductor, Robert Baltzel. That's Sunday afternoons at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't get burned by monthly checking fees. Switch to American Eagle Credit Union. AmEagleCU.org is your first step. Switch your accounts and free checking at American Eagle Credit Union and free Visa debit cards, free mobile access, free online access, free bill pay, and free deposit. Plus, no monthly fee or minimum balance requirements. Drop by any American Eagle Credit Union branch, or you can do what I did and visit them at AmEagleCU.org. American Eagle Credit Union or AmEagleCU.org. Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to DynaGreen. DynaGreenInfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. DynaGreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the DynaGreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
All right, let's get this segment on the road. What do you say? Mike Evans is in Southern California waiting with some kind of exciting news from the world of Hollywood. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Those of you who know about those places, there's nothing I can tell you. Those of you who don't, you go once, you'll be hooked. There's really nothing in the St. Louis area like Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Without further ado, as they say, I think that's French, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up, 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 give it up.
All right, you give it up.
Did I give you the latest on Wesley? What? Oh, yeah, I did. I took care of that.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you did that.
Pop quiz question, Steven. Spielberg, extremely superstitious, keeps a lucky charm around his neck. Is it a gold E.T.? A miniature crystal skull from Raiders of the Lost Ark. A silver star of David from Schindler's List. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. There's talk of a Cameron Diaz sex tape, not the movie that she's coming out with. It's called Sex Tape.
Yeah.
A sex tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't know who it is, but I hear Cher, 68, is dating a 30-year-old dude.
Wow.
That'd be old enough that she'd be able to be the grandma, I think.
Almost.
Come on. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Celebrating their 9th anniversary last weekend. They are Hollywood's, one of Hollywood's happiest couples. And, she, you know, he's a nice guy, but I've had actually opportunities to talk to Jennifer Garner. She's the nicest girl, lady I've ever met. They're also now planning to have another child.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Franco.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this story, but 40 years ago this week, Hillary Clinton was fired as a staff lawyer for the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee investigating Watergate. Hillary Clinton was fired for, quote, writing fraudulent legal briefs, lying to investigators, and confiscating public documents.
No, Clinton would lie. That is not true.
Well, I think it is true, and I think she is now a perfect candidate for President of the United States.
Good point.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. There are five movies that are said to be slam dunk nominations for Best Picture. 10 are nominated for Best Picture. 4 of the 5 haven't come out yet, but they are Steve Carell's Foxcatcher. I think I've told you about that movie, haven't I?
I don't know.
The John DuPont, of the DuPont paint, killed a guy was living in.
Well, I don't remember that.
Wrestler.
Oh, yeah, I think
it's great. It's supposed to be a great movie. Robert Downey Jr.'s The Judge, Woody Allen's Magic in the Moonlight, J.K. Simmons' Whiplash, and opening tomorrow, Begin Again. I gave that 4 stars last week. Really liked it a lot, and really think if you get a chance for a movie this week, and that's the one to go see.
Open tomorrow. Thursday is a weird day for a movie to open, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's July 3rd. They usually open on Thursday before a holiday on a Friday.
Okay.
It'll open midnight tomorrow.
Okay.
That's how that works. Also hearing great things about Whitey Bulger biopic called Black Mass. Johnny Depp stars as Whitey Bulger. Weird, though. It's supposed to be coming out Thanksgiving. Now they've pushed it back to 2015 release. Don't understand that.
You know what would have been cruel if his parents had named him Dick? Dick Bulger?
Now you're making my report sound nasty. Listen to that laugh.
Yeah.
That laugh is a laugh of...
evil.
Odds and ends, Kaylee Cuoco. Big Bang Theory, world-class junior tennis star, offered scholarships at the University of Southern California, Stanford, and Maryland. Of course, went into acting. She loves horses. Now she plans to race thoroughbreds as a hobby. Boy, that's an expensive hobby.
Sure is.
Raising thoroughbreds. And as the 4th of July nears, reminds me of the dumbest law that I've ever heard of. I bring it up every 4th of July. You can buy fireworks in Ohio, but you can't set off fireworks in Ohio.
Well, that's actually here.
No.
In a lot of the St. Louis municipalities. No, it's against the law, but they sell them in the counties where it's against the law to shoot them. We have that here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But this is a whole state.
Oh, that is weird.
The whole state of Ohio.
I don't think they enforce that very well, though. I think they kind of turn a blind eye to that.
Probably. How you doing, Franco?
Great.
I miss seeing you,
and
buddy.
Finally.
Oh.
We're trying to have a little bonding here.
I don't bond very well, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
And finally.
No.
Steven Spielberg, extremely superstitious, keeps a lucky charm around his neck as a gold E.T., a miniature crystal skull from Raiders of the Lost Ark, or a silver star of David from Schindler's List?
E.T.
Star from Schindler's List.
Star.
A gold E.T.
Ooh.
Mike Evans, see you.
I almost said the star and I changed it.
Way to go, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan
Stern. It paid off.
Well, I know it did.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. We will be right back.
Here's a look at traffic. Our final look with Tim Weiland.
All right. They were working with this accident on westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. You're still slow from about West Florissant. Eastbound traffic has thinned out just a little heavy as they go by. Also, we've got a new accident. It's on southbound 55 at Arsenal. They've got the right lane blocked. They've also have the ramp completely shut down from Arsenal onto southbound 55. Things are starting to thin out a little bit more on southbound 270. You're heavy from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 still slowing from the Merrimack River Bridge through Bowles. On eastbound 270, you're heavy east of McDonald now through New Florissant. And on westbound 40, it's the Science Center through McCausland. You are slow from Lindbergh out through Highway 270 and a little heavy at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 is slowing from 141 up through Mason. This report brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP Gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan, co-host of the Inside Out Show, where my partner John Shea and I try to answer all your home remodeling and gardening questions. And it's heard right here every Saturday, 11 to 1. I just love to celebrate the 4th with my family, the barbecue, the visit with the kids, and thanks to our troops everywhere, the freedom to do it.
Happy 238th birthday, America. You look good. From all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Get all your World Cup updates on the Big 550. Presented by Worldwide Technology and St. Louis FC. Outdoor professional soccer is back in St. Louis and kicks off spring 2015. Reserve your seats now. Go to stlouisfc.com for more.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The bongos always mean that we're out of time. That's their way of ushering us off the stage. We will be back here tomorrow. I will have plenty of sleep by then, have had plenty of sleep. Please join us and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by the St. Louis VA, now seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A 12-foot miniature home is missing. How it was stolen from an imperial business. The serious consequences of playing with fireworks. What apparently happened when teens in North St. Louis set them off. A homeless man stalking children at a swim club, where police arrested the man and what they found in his car. St. Charles police are searching for a suspect after several car break-ins at a local casino, where the role thief was caught on tape. First on Fox, from sweltering heat to a nice cool summer breeze. Here's a live look at Webster Groves, where folks are enjoying the gorgeous weather. Tonight, a near record low for early July. Here's meteorologist Chris Higgins with a check of the first forecast. And Chris, it is beautiful.
This is the time of year I don't think anybody complains about a record low temperature. There's no issue with being a little cool. You'd much rather be a little cool than a lot warm, as we've had the last couple of years. So we're finally getting some payback, Mother Nature bringing that near record cool.